The prime ministers of Israel and the Palestinian Authority are both under attack today. Their own supporters are angry at Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas because they agreed to talk to each other. That anger is behind the gunfire that erupted today in the Gaza Strip, where Palestinians fired on Israeli soldiers. We're going to start our coverage tonight with NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, can you begin by just laying out the shooting today? What happened?
Well, there were actually two shooting attacks that killed a total of five Israeli soldiers. Early this morning, four soldiers were killed in Gaza when three Palestinian gunmen, one from each of the organizations Hamas, the Islamic Jihad, and the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, slipped in among about several thousand Palestinian workers who were crossing over into Israel. The three gunmen were wearing Israeli army uniforms. They opened fire on an Israeli army outpost that is in the industrial zone that's right near the crossing point. One of the gunmen had actually worked in the industrial zone up until about a year ago, so knew it quite well. Opened fire, killing four Israeli soldiers. Several hours later, in the West Bank town of Hebron, another Israeli soldier was killed in a shooting attack. So there were two separate shooting attacks, five soldiers killed.
Well, let's look at that first attack. Tell me if I have this right. There was a trio of gunmen, and each gunman represented an organization that has declared its opposition to Mahmoud Abbas and the peace process.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that Israeli officials have said they are especially concerned by, that the attack was obviously planned jointly. The fact that the three organizations are cooperating and taking credit jointly is something that is extremely rare. I don't actually remember a previous case. There have been cases where two of the organizations have cooperated. And the Israeli general in charge of Gaza said that this attack was clearly a challenge to Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas.
Now, also a challenge today to Ariel Sharon, the Prime Minister of Israel.
That's right. In fact, Sharon came under attack in his Likud party. The Central Committee of the Likud met, and in an extremely raucous meeting, they really attacked Sharon. I just came back from there. I'll play you a little bit of what it sounded like as Sharon tried to speak. Sharon was interrupted with boos, with catcalls, with members of his Likud party holding signs saying things like Sharon has given in to terror, with chants of Sharon go home. The prime minister just kind of plowed through his speech. He said that he accepts responsibility for the decision to move ahead with the roadmap. He said that most of the Israeli public supports him. However, he also added that he will never accept the right of return of Palestinian refugees to Israel, and that the 14 reservations which the Israeli cabinet have added to the roadmap are an integral part. Now, these reservations, the United States has said they will take into consideration, but has by no means accepted them.
So we have two leaders here, one on each side. They've agreed to participate in this peace process under the U.S. Developed roadmap, and each leader now is under pressure. I suppose the question is whether either leader is in danger of losing power.
Well, Sharon is in absolutely no danger of losing power, despite the reception that he got from the members of his Likud party. In terms of Mahmoud Abbas, that is a far more serious question. He does not have a lot of public support. Many Palestinians say they see him as giving in to Israel and to the Bush administration. Many Israelis say that the real power behind Abbas remains Yasser Arafat, and that's somebody who Israel refuses to deal with. So Mahmoud Abbas's position is far more shaky than Ariel Sharon's.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.